AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Ron Reagan, son of the former president and Nancy Reagan, is remembering his parents this morning.
They were in love, and they stayed in love for, 52 some odd years.
Nancy Reagan died yesterday at her home in Los Angeles. She was 94 years old. Her devotion to her late husband was legendary. President Reagan's national security advisor, Colin Powell, says, yeah, she was tough.
But her toughness always related to taking care of her man, her Ronnie. And it touched us all deeply.
He was on CBS this morning. Ron Reagan was on the Today Show. Last night, the Democratic presidential candidates bowed their heads in memory of Mrs. Reagan. And then, well, our Mark Smith was there and joins us live with the details.
Oh, yes, Rita. Bernie Sanders pummeled Hillary Clinton on her ties to Wall Street.
Voting for every disastrous trade agreement and voting for corporate America.
And she hit him on his voting against the bank and auto bailout.
You were either for saving the auto industry or you were against it. I voted to save the auto industry.
Indeed, we saw plenty of sharp exchanges, even some bickering. Still, this CNN debate against the backdrop of the water crisis here in Flint, Michigan, was nothing like last week's GOP debate with its rollicking insults and Donald Trump talk of body parts. Rita?
Mark Smith reporting live. A Hendrick Motorsports airplane made an emergency landing early this morning because smoke was discovered in the cabin. The plane was returning from Las Vegas Motor Speedway and made a fuel stop in Oklahoma before taking off again to return to North Carolina. About an hour later, the plane was forced to land in Memphis. Everybody's okay. We're just getting word from Tunisia that fighting near the border with Libya has killed 45 people. The border there said to be closed. That's all we know at the moment. This is AP Radio News. After 18 NFL seasons, dozens of passing records, 5 MVP trophies, and 2 Super Bowl championships, Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning is retiring. Our football writer is Arnie Stapleton.
This was his most difficult season by far. He injured his left heel, actually the plantar fascia near his left heel, way back in July, really. And it bothered him for the whole season, and it really affected his throwing, and it led to the worst statistical season of his career across the board.
Peyton Manning's news conference is scheduled for 1 o'clock this afternoon Eastern Time. New York City will now allow anyone using public restrooms to decide which one they want to use, consistent with their gender identity. This includes restrooms in city offices, public parks, playgrounds, pools, and rec centers. Nearly all of the nation's largest cities have laws that allow transgender people to use whatever bathroom they identify with. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.